Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
And I'm Jillian O'Reiner, filling in for Ashley Thornton.
And this is Act Locally Waco. Thanks for filling in, Jillian. I guess a good place to start is with First Friday.
Cultivate 712 will be hosting the public opening of Ty Nathan Clark's solo exhibition, Lost, Recovered, and Remaining. This event is free to the public and will include live music, beverages, and light bites. That's tonight from 6 to 10 p.m.
Another First Friday event is happening at the Dr. Pepper Museum.
They'll be open late with free admission from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Enjoy the new exhibit, Not Just Another Pretty Face, Sex Symbols, Secretaries, and CEOs, with a panel led by Autumn Outlaw.
If you're looking for a canine-friendly First Friday experience, check out Bolt's First Friday event, Pups and Pints. Enjoy a Brotherwell Brewing Pint, free dog photography from 6 until 7, Cooper & Company bandanas.
And if you don't have a pup, you can adopt one from the Waco Humane Society adoption trailer. There will also be giveaways and snacks from the Madison.
The summer-themed improv comedy show happens this Friday and Saturday night at 8:30. Tickets are online at www.brazistheater.com or at the door at 7:30 each night. On Sunday, there's family fun happening at the Waco Historic Society.
Jump into summer with a hands-on garden-inspired activity. Learn all about the gardening, the summer vegetables and herbs that grow in your garden, and how to grow your own summer garden while having fun with the whole family. Only $10 per family.
Plant a summer garden at the Waco Historic Society on Sunday from 1 until 4 p.m. Jillian, why don't you tell us about Move East Waco?
Move East Waco is a free, community-driven initiative offering free fitness and health education classes for the entire family. See live fitness demonstrations that you can practice at home every Tuesday and Thursday evening in June from 6:30 to 7:30 at Carver Park.
On Thursday, you'll be heading up a workshop.
Yes. If you're a small business owner or a digital marketing professional that struggles with managing your brand's social media, join me as I lead a workshop where I walk you through 10 time-saving tips to show you how I manage the social media accounts for 4 businesses. I will also include how I format my content calendar and how I overcome creator's block. For those of you who are creative with paint, don't miss Paint Day at Diversified. This community building project needs you. We will need your help to finish a section of the largest mural in Waco on the side of the Diversified Project Building at 11th and Webster Avenue. 300 feet of painting space. Folks will be out every Saturday and Sunday until it is complete. There are 2 shifts that you can volunteer for. Morning time is from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and evening time is from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Setup starts 30 minutes prior to start times. Times and dates are subject to change due to weather conditions and other unknown events.
Urban Reap will be hosting a fish fry tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 at Jubilee Park. There will be a tour of Reap around 7 with a chance to look around and hear about some things coming up.
The Buzz Lightning 11U baseball team is hosting a washer tournament at the Backyard Stage and Grill to raise money for an upcoming tournament in Houston. If you can, stop by and have fun while helping send this great group of kids to represent Waco baseball.
Come hungry and ready for some hefty competition. There will be prizes for the winning team. The tournament is this Saturday. Check-in is at 11 a.m., tossing begins at noon, and lasts until 6 p.m.
The tournament entry fee is $20 per player or $40 per team. Washers will be provided.
And they're asking that you please register in advance on Facebook.
A wide range of things to choose from this week in Waco.
Remember that you can see the full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Have a good week, Jillian. Glad you could be here.
Thank you. You too.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.